An affidavit signed by Bert Myron acknowledges he manipulated a message from a powerful local business group deliberately misrepresenting the organization's position on a visitor center proposal in 2004. Myron admitted he rewrote an email invitation by the Chamber of Commerce that he sent to then-Mayor Helen Klanderud. Myron changed the language, stating the Chamber supported a citizen referendum to quash the Main Street development, but the Chamber was in support of the Visitor Center and lobbying hard for it. Myron downplays the incident, saying he didn't remember it until now.
I do not think it changes the meeting or is falsified. No, it changes the text of the meeting, the text from get the facts on referendum 2A to vote yes on referendum 2A. The attempt is to lobby her to vote on the side that I'm lobbying for on the campaign. Yeah. If there was anything in here that was not the fact, I wouldn't have signed it, but it's pretty clear what happened, and it's nothing that seems out of the ordinary. Lobbying someone to one-on-one to vote yes on the side that you're working on.
Myron also changed the Chamber's original email to hide his edits. He changed it so it read as if the organization itself sent the new message.
So the original firm line was from an individual at the Chamber, and I anonymized that so that the forward would be more private for that person. So one-on-one email, it doesn't go out to 100 people. It's the conversation I was having with Helen privately.
Documentation of the affair surfaced this week, which forced Myron to acknowledge 10 years later that it happened. The city council candidate is also the initiator of Referendum 1, which appears on the ballot in this spring's election. If passed, it would require a public vote for development projects that request certain exemptions to the land use code. The revelation comes as the Chamber hosts a candidate forum this evening. It will include Myron, other candidates, and debate around his referendum. Carolyn Zachariasen, Aspen Public Radio News.